used on the hour, every hour, over 199 Radio Caroline.
Robin Berry reporting.
Good afternoon. The floods. Conditions in the flooded parts of England and Wales are said to be greatly improved, but the water is still rising along part of the Severn Valley. And at Worcester, the water has been rising at the rate of more than an inch an hour. Cape Kennedy. Another American spacecraft, Gemini 6, is to be launched this afternoon. It is hoped for a rendezvous with Gemini 7, which was sent up last week. The weather forecast for the southern region. Although it will be dull and wet in most places, the heavier belt of rain should ease off later. This will be followed by very mild and damp conditions with drizzle and hill fog. It should, however, become mainly dry by this evening. Maximum temperature, 12 degrees centigrade, 54 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds westerly, mainly moderate or fresh.
And call up the United Kingdom.
He'll be Colin Berry, I'll be bound. Look at him.
Good evening, London. Are you with us?
We are indeed. Good evening, Natasha and Søren and all of you at the Parken Stadium, Copenhagen. Indeed, this is the BBC in London. Having collected all our 450,000 telephone votes for this 46th Eurovision Song Contest, I'm pleased to give you the results of the United Kingdom.
Radio 2, Colin Berry.
Colin Berry with a look at the morning headlines. There's been a call for a massive culture change to increase the number and status of uniformed police officers. And the weather, it'll be warm and sunny everywhere. Those are the headlines. I'll have the news in detail for you at 8.
It's the Vintage Top 40 Show with me, Colin Berry. And during this hour, it's memories of October 1975. His name was Delecta, but he found fame as simply D. Clark, and Ride a Wild Horse was a chart entry at number 37. 20 years this weekend since BBC Radio lost one of its best loved broadcasters, Ray Moore. He was a good friend of mine, best man at our wedding, that's Sandra and myself, and godfather to my daughter, Marina. I promised you towards the end of last year that we would pay tribute to Ray, and we will do that now in the form of a brief reminder of two minor hits he had on record. Yes, I'm sure some of you know what I'm going to be playing. Then something I've come by in more recent years.